It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Alan Tendekai Marimanzi, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to teach us once again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So we're talking the relevance of these parables today. Let's just jump right in, Mfundisi. How do Jesus' parables resonate with contemporary society issues?
Okay. So Jesus' parables, despite being told over 2,000 years ago, continue to resonate with contemporary society issues like poverty, injustice, racism, and environmental stewardship. Now, we'll begin with poverty. So in the Bible, in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus teaches us, this parable teaches about showing compassion to those in need, regardless of their social status or background. This message resonates strongly with contemporary discussions on poverty alleviation and the need for social justice. Now, the second, that will be injustice. Many of Jesus' parables address the issue of injustice, highlighting the importance of fairness and equitable treatment. They are parables which prompt us to examine our systems that perpetuate inequality and to strive for a more just society. And on number three, that will be racism. While the issue of racism may not have been explicitly addressed in Jesus' parables, his teachings promote equality and love for all. The parable of the Good Samaritan, for instance, challenges racial and ethnic prejudice by emphasizing the importance of showing kindness and compassion to those considered outsiders or enemies. This parable encourages us to break down barriers and treat all individuals with dignity and respect. So, in summary, Jesus' parables offer a timeless wisdom and provide a moral framework that can be applied to contemporary societies.
Okay. So can you provide examples, perhaps, of how individuals and communities have applied the principles of love, justice, mercy, humility, and repentance, portrayed in Jesus' parables, by the way, to address modern-day challenges?
Okay, that's okay. So, right, Jesus' parables address modern challenges in several ways. I'll begin with love and mercy. So many organizations and individuals today are inspired by the parables of the Good Samaritan and actively engage in acts of compassion and love towards those in need. They establish shelter for the homeless, provide food and medical assistance to help the underprivileged, and engage in community outreach programs. These acts of love and mercy seek to address poverty and inequality and social marginalization. Then number two, I will be talking of justice. Inspired by the principles of justice in Jesus' parable, individuals and communities advocate fight against discrimination based on race, gender, or ethnicity, and promote social and criminal justice reforms. They strive to create a more equitable society where everyone is treated with dignity and fairness. Right. I'll speak on humility and repentance. That will be number three. For example, in the context of historical injustice like slavery or colonialism, some communities have initiated truth and reconciliation processes where they acknowledge past wrongs and seek to understand the impact of those wrongs and work towards healing and restoration. This process involves humility in admitting mistakes and earnest desires for repentance and reconciliation. So by embodying love, justice, mercy, and humility, as well as repentance, they seek to make a positive impact and create a more compassionate and just society. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. I hear you. So in what ways do Jesus' parables offer a critique of consumerism, materialism, and the pursuit of wealth? And how can these teachings inform our approach to economic and social justice today, Mfundisi?
Okay, thank you. So here are some ways in which Jesus' teaching can inform our approach to economic and social injustice or social justice today. So number one, I'll start with prioritizing the kingdom of God. In parables like the rich fool and then parable of the rich man and Lazarus, he warns against the dangers of greed and illusion that may material possessions guarantee happiness or security.
Right.
So these teachings remind us to prioritize values such as compassion, justice, love over the accumulation of wealth. Then I'll move on to addressing economic inequalities. So Jesus' parables often highlight the plight of the poor and marginalized, challenging the unjust structures that perpetuate economic inequality.
Right.
These teachings cause us to examine and challenge economic systems and policies that contribute to poverty and inequality.
Mm.
Advocating for fair wages, social safety nets, and equitable distribution of resources. Now, I'll move on to sharing and generosity. So the parable of the Good Samaritan is a good example. For instance, it teaches about the need to show compassion and care for others, even at personal cost. So this challenges the self-centeredness and hoarding mentality often associated with consumerism. Jesus' teaching invites us to cultivate a spirit of generosity and willingly share our resources and working towards a more equitable distribution of wealth. Maybe I'll end with this one, which we'll be talking about contentment and detachment. So Jesus' parables encourage a mindset of contentment and detachment from material possessions. The parable of the pearl of great value and the parable of the hidden treasure illustrates the incomparable value of the kingdom of God, which surpasses any worldly possession. So to sum it up all, this calls for a shift in values and priorities, placing human dignity and the common good above the pursuit of material wealth. By so doing, we can work towards a more just and equitable society. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Mfundisi. So perhaps they are, maybe I don't know, but how different are cultural and religious contexts interpret and apply Jesus' parables in their own communities? And what insights can be gained there, Mfundisi, from cross-cultural dialogue and engagement?
Okay, so thank you. So cross-cultural dialogue and engagement regarding the interpretation and application of these parables can offer valuable insights and foster mutual understanding. So here are some key points to consider. I'll begin with interpretation and context. So cultural and religious context influence the interpretation of Jesus' parables.
Mm.
Understanding these contextual factors is crucial for appreciating the richness and diversity of interpretation. And I'll quickly move on to number two, which will be comparative analysis. So engaging in cross-cultural dialogue allows for a comparative analysis of interpretation. By exploring how different communities understand and apply Jesus' parables, we gain a broader perspective and can challenge our own assumptions and biases. Now, I'll quickly move on to number three, which will be shared values and ethical principles. So engaging in cross-cultural dialogue also allows us to identify these commonalities and foster mutual learning and collaboration. It helps us to recognize that diverse communities may have different approaches to applying the parable, but they share a commitment to principles like love, justice, compassion, and mercy. And lastly, I will talk about social transformation. Cross-cultural engagement on the parables can inspire social transformation and collective action. As different communities share their interpretation and application, they can learn from one another and work together to address common challenges. So in conclusion, cross-cultural dialogue and engagement regarding the interpretation and application of Jesus' parables offer opportunities for mutual learning and understanding as well as collaboration. Thank you.
Okay, I hear you, Mfundisi. And so before we part ways, Mfundisi, perhaps are there any contemporary reinterpretations or retellings of Jesus' parables that offer fresh perspectives or insights relevant to the challenges of the 21st century?
Oh, sure. So yes, there have been contemporary reinterpretations and retelling of Jesus' parables that offer fresh perspectives and insights relevant to the challenges of the 21st century. So I'll begin with The Prodigal Son. So by Timothy Keller, in this book, Keller reimagines the parable of the prodigal son, exploring the themes of grace, forgiveness, and the search for meaning and purpose. He presents a nuanced interpretation that challenges traditional understandings of the parable and offers insights into complexities of relationships, family, and dynamics, and as well as personal transformation. And secondly, there is the kingdom of God is within you, which was written by Leo Tolstoy, a renowned Russian writer. Offered his reinterpretation of Jesus' teaching, including the parable, in this influential work. He emphasized the non-violent aspect of Jesus' message and advocated for social justice, pacifism, as well as the rejection of institutionalized violence. Lastly, and on number three, that will be The Other Side of the War by Simon Phipps. This collection of modern parables retells Jesus' teaching in contemporary settings. Phipps explores themes such as social justice, environmental stewardship, and personal transformation. Through these retellings, he connects the parable to current challenges and invites readers to reflect on their relevance and application in the 21st century. So, in conclusion, these are just a few examples, and they provide new lenses through which to understand and apply timeless wisdom contained in these teachings, hoping to make them more accessible and applicable to our modern lives.
Oh,
thank you.
I see. My final question, I'll let you go, Mfundisi. How do Jesus' parables challenge prevailing attitudes and assumptions within contemporary Christianity, particularly regarding issues of inclusivity, compassion, and social responsibility?
Okay. Thank you. So here are some examples or some ways in which his parables offer a challenge. So I will begin with inclusivity. So Jesus' parables often challenge the exclusivity or exclusivist tendencies with Christianity by promoting a vision of radical inclusivity. So the parable of the Good Samaritan challenges societal divisions and calls for love and compassion towards those who are different from us. So this parable challenges the tendency to exclude or marginalize certain groups and emphasizes the value of embracing all people with love and acceptance. Secondly, I'll be talking on that will be compassion and mercy. So the parable of the prodigal son portrays a father's unconditional love and forgiveness, challenging a judgmental and unforgiving mentality. This parable challenges Christians to cultivate a compassionate and merciful heart, extending grace and love to others, regardless of their circumstances or background. And on number three, that will be social responsibility. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus warns against neglecting the need of the poor, and this parable challenges Christians to prioritize social responsibility and actively work towards justice and equality and equity in society. So, lastly, I will talk on rejection and hypocrisy. So, the parable of the Pharisee and tax collector exposes the danger of pride and the need for humility in our approach to God and others. The parable of the unforgiving servant challenges a lack of forgiveness and failure to extend the same grace we have received. So these parables call Christians to examine their own hearts, confront hypocrisy, and embody the values of humility and forgiveness as well as authenticity. So in conclusion, these parables invite believers to go beyond mere rituals and religious observance, urging them to actively live out the principles of love, mercy, justice, and humility in their relationships, communities, and engagement with the world. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That's how we're going to end our conversation on that very note. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your teachings. They have been so helpful and so valuable. May God bless you and have a wonderful Sabbath as we go into the holy hours. Thank you, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. All right. Be blessed, Jesper.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.